Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on July 29th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their businesses by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact of their actions and the impact that those actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the city of Redondo Beach, visit their website at www.visitredondo.com. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I am well. I had a great vacation, but it's good to be back.
Oh, boy. We had some exciting shows when you were gone, but looking forward to the future and really looking forward to this show because, ever since we've been in the South Bay, since the early 90s, 91, it's the tourism to the South Bay that really adds a tremendous spark of interest and creativity. I'll never forget in the dead of winter, it had happened to be a good summer day and we were sitting next to some tourists on the beach, all talking different languages, some from Israel, some from Germany, some from some other European country. It was very interesting.
That's funny. You said it was the dead of winter and it was a summer day.
Yeah. Well, it was nice. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So that's why they come. And Jackie, we have some experts in Redondo Beach tourism. Who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Deborah Shepherd. She's been on the show before. Pat Dreisler and Krista Barnes. And we're going to talk, as you said, about tourism and the history of tourism in Redondo Beach this morning. After 30-plus years in hospitality sales, training, and management, and a prior career as a reading specialist, special education director, Deborah's passion to drive excellence through doing what you love led her to create Destination Excellence. As an independent contractor, she has diversified her sales base and consults with businesses wishing to market to the hospitality industry. In addition, she is building on a dream to merge her past career paths, working with business and education to build more internship opportunities. She consults on advisory boards at two Long Beach high schools with Project Search / Best Buddies, and most recently, the Los Angeles Coalition for Linked Learning. Having worked as Director of Sales and Marketing at the Crown Plaza for 11 years, Deborah served as Chair of the Visitors Bureau Committee for the Redondo Beach Chamber and remains co-chair of the Tourism Committee. She was honored as an RBCBB Volunteer of the Year in 2010, the 2012-13 Non-Rotarian Business Leader of the Year for the Redondo Beach and Greater LA District, and named a Paul Harris Fellow through the Redondo Beach Chapter in 2014. She holds two hospitality industry designations as CMP and CHSP. We can find out what that is later. In 1956, Pat Dreisler moved from Independence, Missouri to Avenue F in Redondo Beach, where she continues to reside. Soon after her arrival, she began a lifetime of community service by volunteering at the high school teen club known as Diana's Canteen, which she affectionately refers to as our city's first counseling center and leadership program. Pat has an endless resume of community involvement, including such organizations as the South Bay Youth Group, 1736 House, Free Clinic, the Junior Women's Club, and the Heart Association, among many more. As a mother of six, she still found time to work for the city as a playground attendant, earning 50 cents an hour. She was later promoted to supervisor of recreation. In the mid-60s, Pat accepted a new position and asked to have her desk located in the lobby of City Hall, where she became the public face and voice of Redondo Beach, directing visitors, answering questions, and providing a wealth of information over the phone. This public interaction provided an informal needs assessment that led her to design and organize a variety of social programs that would benefit the city for years to come. Pat has worked in a number of city positions, has been a member of 35 boards, and has volunteered for numerous organizations. Her history in Redondo's, her interest in Redondo's history started in 1964 when she became the liaison between the city and the Historical Commission. Pat's founding of the Historical Museum will ensure that Redondo Beach's history will be well preserved. And our last guest this morning, Krista Barnes, founded the REAL Project in 2008, shortly after completing a humanitarian education project at the Kala refugee camp in Zambia. Krista has worked on various humanitarian projects both in both South America and Sub-Saharan Africa. Additionally, she has worked in the International Film Festival market on documentaries and independent films for over 10 years as both a freelance producer and publicist. The concepts inherent in the REAL Project are based on her love for film, connecting people, and development work. Prior to the founding of the REAL Project, Krista studied at the University of California, Los Angeles, where she earned undergraduate degrees in International Development Studies and Cultural Anthropology. She is currently working towards her Master's in African Studies from UCLA and was the 2011 recipient of UCLA's Rishwane Social Justice Entrepreneurship Award. Now, the Chamber's Tourism Committee consists primarily of Redondo Beach hoteliers and hospitality marketing professionals who are passionate about Redondo Beach and want to share their knowledge of our lovely South Bay City with tourists from around the globe. And this morning, our guests are going to do just that. Deborah, Pat, Krista, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Welcome, all of you. And this is a very interesting subject. We often, our show is very local, very hyper-local. We talk about very local issues that affect the South Bay and often individual cities, Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan, Lawndale, El Segundo, Torrance, and so forth. But this is a time when we look outward and we look at the people that are coming to the South Bay and in particular to Redondo. So let me start with you, Deborah. How important is tourism to Redondo Beach?
Well, extremely important. I think that's why we're all involved. It's important in a number of ways. One, you can measure it fiscally, I should say. Business impact. The every tourist that comes and stays in any of our properties, our hotels, we have 12 hotels ranging from tiny to the Crown Plaza at, 340-plus rooms. Mm. But they pay a tax called a transient occupancy tax, and that goes directly to our city. And the city is expected to raise about $4 million this year just in tax from these visitors. That helps defray costs for all of our residents. So you have that impact. More important probably to our businesses, our local businesses, is that they're enjoying the services and the facilities that we have to offer and helps to keep our businesses live and thriving. In addition, you have the cultural impact. You have, as you mentioned before, you can sit on a beach and hear multiple languages, and that adds so nicely to the culture and to the feel of any town. And we're still a very small town in many ways, and that's one of the reasons that tourists love coming here, because we are hospitable, it's friendly, of course the weather's great, and when you and I are wearing sweaters and bundled in that so-called winter, they're in their shorts and flip-flops and having a great time. So the importance is vital. Our residents get a sense of community, having all these different people here. We tend to get a very nice level of tourist. It's families, it's friends coming together, it's people from as close as the beach cities come and stay over to Hollywood, but then throughout California and throughout the world.
It is fascinating, the level of tourists that we get. Pat, I want to ask you that same question because it's so telling. We often focus inward, and it's about what's going on in Redondo Beach, and it's all about Redondo Beach and Redondo Beach residents. But how important, Pat, is tourism, do you think, to our culture and to life in Redondo?
Well, I think it's a stimulus for sure to bring new people into our community, to get acquainted with people who had their honeymoon here, their grandmother stayed here. So it didn't just start yesterday. Mm-hmm. It started clear back in the beginning of the century when Henry Huntington reached out to bring people here. Mm-hmm. So if Henry Huntington thought it was good for the community, I think we do too.
Now, did he make a special effort to encourage people to vacation here? What was his purpose at that time?
Well, his purpose, of course, was to develop himself and real estate, and he did things like fund real estate to the tune of $4 down, $4 a month to settle here in Redondo. He sponsored a trip from Kansas City, Missouri, for $1 to come to Redondo Beach to start their family, to start their business. So he was promoting us clear back in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. And then all of the other people who came out wanting their first look at the Pacific Ocean, their first look at California, which is a magic word, they were here. Then the war manifested more people as they came to stay after they came temporarily.
Now, what was the impetus for you to come out from the Midwest?
Well, it was the job market at the time. Mm-hmm. We came to work for TRW. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't work, but my husband did. Former husband did.
Right. Well, then that was the migration, the great aerospace migration that many people remember here. What year was that, Pat?
1956, we came out.
1956, right after the war, 11 years after the end of World War II.
Right. It took a while.
Yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. And I want to move on to Krista and get your take on this question, because we spend so much time, a lot of time, talking about local issues and the very important issues of living and working in Redondo, but really, all of us are ambassadors to the thousands and hundreds of thousands of visitors every year that come here. Can you talk a little bit about that, Krista, and what it's like to live and work in a family business that deals with tourists all the time?
Especially with my international background of travel and studies, I've always loved coming home to Redondo Beach. My father started Marina Bike Rentals. Oh, goodness, we're in our 26th year. And we have been home to bike rentals to, you know, all walks of life, mainly people that are coming to visit either for work or for play. A lot of people that are, you know, stewardess or flight attendants, pilots, they've been coming to us for over 20 years. Mm. And it's important that we expand, you know, what's available in Redondo Beach. I think, you know, our neighboring cities have kind of moved up a little, you know, in development, and Redondo has maintained its quaintness, mm-hmm. and it really is a gem.
And we have this amazing design for our pier, the horseshoe. Design for the pier, the endless pier design that really I've heard so many comments from tourists that they go out on the Manhattan Pier, that's great. They go out on the Hermosa Pier, that's great. but the Redondo Pier just sparks their imagination because of the endless nature of it. Have you noticed that, Deborah, that often that's a comment from people from other places?
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's iconic to Redondo Beach. You'll notice that on our website, visitredondo.com, it's one of our key banner pictures. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the most photographed areas. Number one, it faces beautifully into the sunset. Mm-hmm. If you look from Harbor Drive out. And it's so interesting. I know when I first came here, because I'm not a local, I've been here now, well, close to 30 years, but when I first came here and
I think that qualifies as a local, Deborah.
Am I qualified now? I don't know. Now that I wear sweaters. But I looked at the pier and I looked at the engravings, these, you know, sea life engravings on the pier. And then as we renovated that area and we put these sails up and we have the concerts there and people are always walking and their children are with them. We have multi-generations, whether they're local people or whether they're from nearby drive distance or whether they're, as we've said, international. Mm-hmm. People love to congregate there. You know, you get that fresh breeze. You get that feel of the Pacific Ocean, the you know, kind of glory and the awesomeness of an ocean. And, you know, as I said, my favorite time, of course, and even looking from the new chamber offices right on the pier, my favorite time is sunset. And it's just a time where, I mean, thanks to social media, we have zillions of pictures going up about Redondo Beach at sunset. And they're from every type of person, young and old. So I think it is really just a magnificent place and iconic to Redondo Beach.
We are very, very lucky. And it is iconic and brilliant. The sails are a brilliant addition to the pier and sort of bringing the sea to land, and it was an amazing idea and a concept.
You know something funny, Joe? I think I want to know how whoever designed the pier came up. Every time that sunset, it sets right between those sails.
Yeah.
It's like every picture, it's perfectly framed.
Right. Some higher power, maybe.
But
we're very fortunate. You know, Redondo Beach is very unusual. When I was working with the Crown Plaza, we would always tell people one of the things that's so different about Redondo Beach to hold business, for business meetings, for leisure, or for groups to come in, is the fact that we're both a marina and the ocean. And you don't find that. You don't find a place where you can do very safe water activities that you associate with a bay or a marina, as well as have the wide open ocean. So that's something else that's very unique to Redondo Beach.
So Deborah, I want to talk numbers. If you're prepared to talk numbers, I want to talk numbers. Exactly, and the Chamber's Tourism Committee probably tracks this. How many people are coming to Redondo every year?
Oh my goodness. You know, that's a hard number to say. We can talk about what kind of occupancy our hotels have.
Sure.
In that sense, it's hard to track numbers of people.
Right.
But at least in terms of our hotels, and that is important because obviously that's business for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But our hotels are running in the mid 80% occupancy average, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, LA as a total has increased dramatically. But when you normally talk about national United States occupancy averages, you're normally talking in the mid-60 percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that our properties, and, you know, again, we're 12 relatively small properties in a relatively small community, what, 64,000 residents,
mm-hmm.
To bring in an occupancy that stays in the mid-80s is huge. Plus the fact that we talked about the type of people coming in. The rate that people are willing to pay to stay with us has increased 24% in just a year. So, you know, thanks to our new hotels, mm-hmm. thanks to the marketing, thanks to our businesses and our residents welcoming tourists, we're really adding to the vibrancy of Redondo Beach.
It's when I think of that, I think, you know, there's always new restaurants opening in the South Bay, Hermosa, Manhattan, mm-hmm. Redondo, El Segundo, and so forth. Yet maybe it's a better business to open a hotel.
Well, we are. Yeah. We are. It is a good business. It's also something that we respect the residents wanting to keep a sense of containment. You probably know, and hopefully our listeners know, that two hotels opened up just last year on Marine Avenue, the Residence Inn and the Hilton Garden Inn. We then had the Redonda Beach Hotel, which used to be the Best Western Sunrise on Harbor Drive. Did a phenomenal renovation, a boutique property, and then we're going to be having the opening relatively soon, thanks to the Vistlis Group, of the Shade Hotel, which will be a very boutique hotel, about 15 or so rooms.
That deserves a drum roll.
Yeah, there you go.
That
does.
Is going to be a phenomenal property.
It is, and again, it keeps that sense that Krista mentioned, that charm, the quaintness for Redondo, while allowing us a sense of vibrancy. And the same thing goes for the waterfront development. It's, you know, it's something that's, it is contained, but yet it's important to keep a freshness to a city that is so alive and so beautifully alive.
Right. It is. And there are so many different aspects of Redondo. I want to ask all of you, you truly are experts. It looks like you. I'm a transplant. I've been here since the 91 from Chicago, well, ultimately from Chicago. And yet I feel like a native, or I feel certainly like this is my home, and I'm not leaving. Krista's been all over the world, but this is home for her. She's been here just about as long as Pat has, I think, about the same. Krista, how old are you?
Oh, my goodness. Really now?
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm
37.
Well, I mean, it's pertinent to this discussion because she grew up here in the South Bay. Pat transplanted herself here, but in the early 50s, or it was 56, she said, yeah. So it's that we all find something compelling about the ocean, about the beach, about the place where we are. The weather, obviously, is amazing. What do you say, Pat, when you're describing this area, Redondo, to others, either relatives back east or family and friends or some of your professional contacts in the chamber and visitors bureau industry? What do you say, Pat?
Well, I say... Where is there a better place? I have many people knocking on my door saying, I want to buy your house. And I says, tell me something better. And there's nothing any better than Redondo Beach. That's what I tell them. And then I tout the weather and the temperatures out year round. I give them a beautiful background of history of all the flamboyant things that happened in the early century. And I just love it.
Now, Pat, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, and we're going to take a station break, when we come back, we want to talk about the real solid connection between Hollywood and Redondo Beach.
Okay.
And how, you know, Hollywood is a very interesting place to work, perhaps, but it's not a great place to live necessarily. Certainly not a great place to vacation. Many of Hollywood's elite vacations in the South Bay, and I always say Hollywood lives in the South Bay when it comes to all the thousands and thousands of artisans and technicians. They truly do live in the South Bay, the grips and the hair and the makeup and so forth, all of those people. We're going to talk about that when we come back and other exciting things regarding tourism in Redondo Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking tourism in Redondo Beach. We're focused on those people coming and why they're coming and the richness that they bring. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. And normally, Jackie, we'd like to thank a sponsor right now, right?
we normally would, but this is a brand new show and we don't have any sponsorships. So if any of you local businesses out there are looking for some great advertising, we do have space available.
We do. We do. So
just contact me.
Contact SouthBayByJackie.com.
Yeah.
So, Pat, let's start with Hollywood Goes to the Beach. Tell us a little bit about the history of Hollywood and Redondo.
Hollywood played a great part, and Redondo played the part of being the backdrop for many, many photographs of starlets and wannabe starlets and models and the early movie industry before it was a talkie. So there was lots of time to be seen and maybe not heard. But there were other things that brought them here, fantastic background of amusements, posing in front of the lightning racer. There was thought of Hollywood Riviera at one time of being the new French Riviera. That never happened, but it was a big promotion at the time in the 20s and early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
The big hotel, Hotel Redondo, was a fabulous place for the Hollywood people to come out. And many of the producers and the stars at that time stayed at the big Redondo Hotel, which was where the old library is now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a path of history that tells all about that as you walk the ground. So the Hollywood connection was very strong for a very long time. The Prohibition shut that down pretty much. If you couldn't drink, you couldn't have fun in Redondo. Now you can.
Now you can.
But there are plenty of small places. The Lightning Racer, which was our big amusement park along the beach. The evolution of our beach area is historically interesting, and it morphed into the red car bringing many tourists out from downtown, and sometimes there were as many as 10,000 to 20,000 people at the pier area. And so that was probably what I think was our first move for Hollywood to join us because they could get here on the red car.
Now, can you
automobiles, no parking places, so right. They could come on the streetcar.
Can you talk a little bit about the red car? Because most people know about the green belt, as it's called in Manhattan, Hermosa,
right.
But they don't understand that was a real vibrant railway, and that was the red car line, and it ended nearly on the pier.
Well, the red car ended a little bit farther down Catalina in 1940, but it was the real way people could get around. There were trains, but trains had different regulations, and the red car was easier to hop on and hop off, and there's still people in our community who rode the red car to downtown L.A. Or to Gardena and got on another car, so... We had, it was a streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to be red. It had conductors in uniform, and there's a fine history of that. The red car then gave way to the promotion of automobiles. But oftentimes, there are people who say, oh, I wish I could get on the red car and go downtown without all this traffic. So it was vital in bringing people here, and as I say, brought thousands out on weekends to see some of the starlets, some of the up-and-coming young people who were to formulate a backbone of the movie industry, along with locations like the Riviera, along with locations like our own Redondo Beach Hotel.
The Hollywood Riviera. That's how it got its name, right?
Right. Right. That was the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff Reed was part of the developers. And there is so much history in this city. Sometimes you have to seek it out, but there are several books published. There's a path of history that the leadership class did through the Chamber of Commerce. And I must emphasize that the Chamber has been the continuing thread throughout all of our development, and particularly bringing tourists to Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chamber's been around, what, 106, 108 years, something like that?
Right. About that.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, to continue with what Pat was saying, the chamber leadership classes, the one I was in, we did a Voices of Redondo, speaking of Redondo, where we brought in people like Pat and many others who knew the history of Redondo Beach far back as well as more current, and we videotaped them. And those tapes are available through the school, through the library, at the chamber. So we want this to live on. And, you know, very frankly, you know, Joe and Jackie, this hasn't stopped. Hollywood has not stopped. Mm-hmm. We still do a tremendous amount of filming, both mm-hmm. commercials as well as full-length filming in Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of our key people in Redondo, Leslie Page, who's our current chair of the Chamber and Visitors Bureau and is the manager of at the marina, is fabulous in bringing in a lot of filming. So we actually have on our visitredondo.com website, we have a bike tour that could be a walking tour or jogging tour through Redondo Beach. And it points out a number of places where filming was done, you know, going back to Cannonball Days, which was to the Portofino Hotel,
mm-hmm.
to filming of Riptide, Rockford Files, Pirates of the Caribbean 3 and 4, Baywatch being here, TV, commercials, things going that have been filmed at the AES plant, you know, mm-hmm. such as Live Free or Die Hard. So there's all sorts of bits of fame, and we do try to keep that in our press section on the website mm-hmm. so people can pull that off or on our app that Chris will talk more about. And you can, whether you're a local person saying, you know, just what you were saying, mm-hmm. oh, I forgot about that or I didn't know,
mm-hmm.
then yes, there is a way to tour yourself.
It's exciting to think that we're going to be bringing that history forward into the future. And this mobile app is so key. Of course, you know, so much traffic from the internet mm-hmm. is mobile only. Can you talk a little bit about that, Krista, the mobile app?
Well, I can, yes. The Visit Redondo mobile app was designed to allow accessibility to, you know, the best places to eat and drink and, you know, including the Blue Zone restaurants of Redondo. If you want to go out and, you know, play, be it on a bike or kayaking or boating, it allows to go to one place and access all of these different things. Now, social media and, you know, apps, this is the new way to market, to get around. This is how people find out where to go, what to do, mm-hmm. what to see, no pun intended. So it's allowed us a great tool to use and to market for our visitors.
Wow. This is exciting. This is a very exciting period to be in Redondo. Of course, all of these things that are happening right now. Pat, you've been here since the 50s. Did you ever think, sorry?
For 60 years.
60 years, Pat?
I've been here. Yeah.
Did you ever think that there would be a time when you would see the AES plant potentially going away?
I don't think I gave it a thought at the time. It was just part of the landscape, part of what made us economically sound. So
I
didn't give it a thought. I just sort of accepted it.
Now, of
and
course,
that's okay.
Well, they're going to do their thing. They're going to they're evaluating
right.
different plans now about what they want to do now that Measure B has been defeated. So we still don't know where the other shoe is going to fall. But
It's in a uniquely situated site for art shows,
right.
which nobody thinks of having art shows in it. In a big facility like AES. So
next weekend.
It has its places, and then the murals are really important and a place for people to see public art at its best.
Do you remember, Pat, when Waylon did that whale mural?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember the impact? I remember, I don't remember, but I have heard and I've seen pictures and stories about how truly impactful that was. That was a huge environmental event.
Mm-hmm. And I think it still is. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of a guide. You go down to the mural, whale mural, and turn right or left or whatever when you're giving directions. So it has its place outside of art. And we're all very proud of that because Weiland is quite a famous person all over the world.
A cultural touchstone, a cultural landmark. Right. Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, at one time, tourism was prompted by reunions. There were state reunions every year in Redondo Beach that brought thousands of people here. And the most popular states for the reunions were Iowa and Kansas. But in every park in the summer, you could find a reunion. And I think that was very important to our tourism because people came and they saw and knew there was more to see and wanted to come back.
A place to gather.
Yeah, it was. Meet old friends.
Yeah.
Now, you touched on the culture and the art, and we mentioned what's gone on at the AES plant, both the Weiland Wall, the filming, the art. You know, TAL 101, which is an art show, that's a juried art show, that's been put together by really people from Redondo Beach to bring in artists from all over. That will be happening again in Redondo on the pier last year.
Weekend. Becky, exactly when is Cal 101 coming up?
It starts this the 31st.
This weekend,
It's going to run 2 weekends.
Right.
And it starts this weekend.
You know, so that's great. The moon steps that were, the mosaics that were done on the pier, you know, the international boardwalk were done by local teachers, started by local teachers, artists. So the art movement, theater, the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, I mean, it was in its glory last week with the Special Olympics send-off. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another thing, by the way, that the Tourism Committee was involved with, both members from it as well as our helping to support, financially even, the Special Olympics, because it gave such great press and exposure as well as the cultural interaction for Redondo Beach to the world. And we had 3 teams here, and I've got to tell you, the resounding impact by the local volunteers, by the Redondo Beach citizens, residents, businesses that participated, was like, I can't believe how wonderful this was. And that's what we're talking about, is building this community, bringing in people from around the world. Yeah, it's wonderful. We have international press, which is great. But it brings us back to that sense of community, and that's part of what tourism does.
And don't forget Preet and the surfing legend
and the
that we have.
Yeah, George Preet. Yes.
George Preet, yeah.
Yes.
That was another Huntington coup. He brought George over from Hawaii to perform, not necessarily to surf, but to perform on the board, and he jumped off the pier onto the back of a horse and rode to the beach, so it was quite dynamic. And he also created what was one of the first lifeguard rescue units. He was quite a man and passed away at 30 from all his exertion, I think. They had him doing everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is history. This is how it's done. It's person to person sharing and talking about it. What do you think, Deborah, is the magic for Redondo Beach and what's coming next? I mean, there's so many changes.
Right.
There's the harbor redevelopment. There's the AES plant. There's the new amazing Shade Hotel. There's a lot of great stuff.
The bike path.
Yeah.
Which I am on every week.
Wow.
Love it. As a matter of fact, you know, I was out of town last week. I returned home Sunday evening. Monday night, my husband and I had dinner, and he looked at me, and it was so beautiful out. He said, let's go for a bike ride after dinner. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So
that's a great addition, definitely.
And if I may chime in on the bike path quickly here. You know, being Marina Bike Hotels was, you know, going into our 26th year, we've seen the transformation in this past, you know, since June, since the opening of the new bike path. I was speaking with my father briefly yesterday as we're sitting at the bike shop, and he started pointing out all these different bike rentals from, you know, north. And they never used to pass through Redondo Beach, or maybe we never noticed them. So now we're seeing an influx of local residents, local meaning just outside of Redondo, you know, now taking the bike path, not turning around at the end of the wall, continuing through to the end of Redondo Beach where there's another wall. So I think that wall was kind of breaking that wall down and opening the bike path has really opened up Redondo, so to speak.
Wow. And so it's going to have an impact on your business and the businesses of other business owners, yes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're struggling. In a good way.
Absolutely. Yeah, no,
okay.
It's good. Joe, you asked kind of what's next and,
right.
you know, the magic.
Right.
People are noticing us. We did something rather unique for the Tourism Committee. Last year we did a TV in-flight promotion with Virgin America, which was very interesting. This year we did an in-flight with United that was worldwide, their magazine worldwide. And we were picked up by In America, which is a PBS show. Mm-hmm. That's actually emceed by James Earl Jones, and that's going to appear very soon on multiple PBS stations.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we'll have the video up on our website. We've had American Airlines come to us and want us to advertise, promote with them worldwide. So, you know, part of what's next, we're being recognized for our hospitality, for our expertise, for our culture, for our education, for our style of living that we promote. And again, it's not to bring a zillion people here, but to really say that we're a community doing it right, and we care, and we're hospitable. We're also going, we've had for years been a wedding destination,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of been a little quiet, and we're going to talk about that some more as part of the Tourism Committee initiatives.
Okay.
We'll be talking about weddings in Redondo Beach.
Well, it's time for us to talk a little bit about what the Redondo Beach Chamber is doing for marketing, and we have someone with us. Bobby, are you with us?
I sure am. The Chamber's
Christian.
Got some... Yeah.
Go on.
The Chamber's got some really exciting events coming up in the next few days. You guys have been talking so much about tourism. I want to tell you about some of the stuff we're doing for our chamber members. Tonight is the membership appreciation mixer at the King Harbor Yacht Club. It's being catered by Buca di Beppo. Thank you very much for doing that, Buca di Beppo. We have over 100 reservations this year, so thank you for everyone who registered. The event starts at 5:30, and it is members only. Please RSVP, or please let us know if you plan on attending and you haven't RSVP'd. Otherwise, we'll see you tonight. The annual Lifeguard Medal of Valor presentation dinner is July 30th at 6 p.m. at the Seaside Lagoon. Then going into August, on August 12th at 4 p.m., we're super excited to welcome The Slip. It's a new bar that's going to be opening on the Redondo Beach Boardwalk. And we have a public ribbon cutting to welcome them to the neighborhood. That's August 12th at 4 p.m. At August 13th, we have a network cafe at King Shabu Shabu. I mean, everybody loves King Shabu Shabu. And then the annual regional mixer is at the Seaside Lagoon, Wednesday, August 26th. Make sure to make your reservations in advance for that. If you have any questions about these events or anything going on with the Tourism Bureau, you can reach us at the Chamber at 310-376-6911. If you'd like to talk about member relations, or if you'd like to become a member, talk to Nancy Gusak or Cheryl Kanamui. And if you have any other questions, you can always reach out to us at info@redondochamber.org. And no one's plugged the tourism site yet, visitredondo.com, which announces all the events that are family-friendly, all the events that are going on within the tourism space of Redondo Beach. So make sure to check that out as well.
So now, Bobby, those are separate. Visitredondo.com and redondobeach.org, those are kind of separate foci of the chamber?
I'm not sure there is a redondobeach.org website. We don't own that, our two websites are redondochamber.org and visitredondo.com. Now, if you go to visitredondo.com or if you go to redondochamber.org, you're going to go up to the top right corner and click Chamber, and that's going to take you over to the Chamber side of the websites.
I see.
What you're thinking of, Joe, is City. That's the City site. Yeah, City.
Visitredondo.org.
Yeah.
So, okay. But visitredondo.com is really focused on the tourism aspect. Is that right?
Yeah, and the community
events. Focused on events and tourism. Yes.
Events and tourism. events and tours.
Yeah, and also it's in, and kudos to Bobby. The site is beautiful. It's very graphic, full of pictures, good blog posts on there. The focus I mentioned, the new focus on weddings, is up and active on there. It's interactive, and we encourage both our residents and people who have visited and are considering visiting to go to visitredondo.com, and also the Facebook page, that's Visit Redondo, or Twitter, Visit Redondo.
Right.
Or Instagram, or, you know, we're all over the place.
Right. Right. Wonderful.
And we're all over the place, all over the world, because we're the home of Body Glove. So a big sponsors of information.
Yeah.
Body Glove is always there for Redondo and the King Harbor Yacht Club, the annual holiday boat race.
Right.
They're always there.
There are so many little gems buried around here that I don't want to ignore anybody, but they pop into mind when you know that you have good support behind you.
Pat, is there anything from Redondo Beach history that you think, well, we haven't mentioned that, and that's so big. What would be some of those highlights?
Well, one of my favorites, and we tried very hard to get it back somewhere, was a carousel, because I think the Loose Hippodrome, which was out on the pier at one point in time, was a very famous carousel. And we tried during the bicentennial, because there were funds to get something of the past back in our community. So that's kind of my pet that I'd like to see. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think we've woven quite a nice tapestry of different interests, different kinds of people, different businesses, cultural. I mean, we're growing and growing and changing daily, so, and it's a good change.
Joe,
yes.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to jump in here. You know, I think it's important. I just had this experience myself as a tourist. When tourists come to a place, when they're trying to decide where to go on their vacation or their family reunion or whatever, they want something that's convenient. And the Redondo Beach Harbor, you know, again, it's the only harbor marina in the South Bay, all right? To have the hotels, the Crown Plaza, the New Shade Hotel, the Redondo Beach Hotel, and other hotels right in that area where you can drive there, you can park your car there, and then you can walk. You can walk to everything you need. You have your shops, you have plenty of restaurants, and you've got all of your water and harbor, marina sports. It's all right there. Literally, you can walk across the street from Crown Plaza and rent a boat to go sailing for the day, go fishing, surfboards, rollerblading, bicycling. The bike store is right there on Harbor Drive. The bike rental place is right there. And that's so important. I was just in Florida last week visiting family, and I wanted convenience. I didn't want to have to drive. And it just so happens that there was a new development there called Harborside with a hotel there. Again, with all the shops and restaurants right there, right on the water, with their own dock, that to me is key.
So they're copying us, is that what?
Yeah. Only we have, you know, 150-year history on them. They only opened in October, you know. So
yeah.
So you get the added history right there too, you know. So we're very fortunate.
Yeah, and you know, Jackie, that's great points. And it's the lure. We have more restaurants that are literally where you sit on the waterfront than just about anywhere, and certainly anywhere in the South Bay, which is
right.
A great attraction to visitors. And the food is fabulous. You know,
well,
you mentioned the slip. I was just there last night. The food is fabulous.
Yeah, the International Boardwalk. I mean, boom, that place is booming. You've got the slip. You've got the King Harbor Brewing opened a tap room there.
Yeah.
The new paddle house where you can rent your paddle boards and literally step right into the water.
There's live music.
Live music.
And
a Bass Kitchen just opened down there.
And Nodges is our famous.
Nodges is world famous. And then again, all of the pier activities. You know, we got to give the pier, Redondo Pier Association.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos here. They do all year long. They have events on that pier and in
right.
and around the arena. The summer, movies, concerts. They're making great use of that octagon space. They're doing yoga in the octagon.
And Zumba in the park.
Yes, right. Zumba in the park, yeah. And then you know, the chalk festival, the kite festival, the lobster festival, the internet taste of the pier. I mean, there's always something going on in Redondo Beach.
And most don't forget things, that Riviera. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say most things are handicapped accessible. Not
right?
everything, but you can go and see for yourself.
Yeah.
And then we've got Riviera Village, which is another gem. I mean, you've got, you know, what we always like to compare the Soho of New York. You know, it's kind of this quaint, beautiful area where it's, you know, where you have one-of-a-kind type of shops, great bistros, everybody sitting on the, you know, sitting outside to dine. And again, very walkable to the water. So that's another gem. And then North Redondo has done a fabulous job with their development and redevelopment. And the shops along Artesia and Englewood and the restaurants and so on. The theater,
the Galleria.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a tremendous amount. It is definitely. And our business districts have done a wonderful job.
They have. They absolutely have.
They have. Now, personally, I would like there to be a little bit stronger connection in terms of travel between Hollywood Riviera.
Bicycle, Joe.
Well, or a trolley car or something between Hollywood Riviera and the pier. What do you think?
The tour
monorail.
On that. The tourism board.
Well, you know, you do have
ideas.
The Beach Cities Transit.
Yeah,
you have Beach Cities Transit right now, which is the white bus with the surfboards on it.
Yeah.
And it actually is something, it's interesting you mentioned that because it's an initiative that the Tourism Committee is talking about. Mm-hmm. Do we want to look at the redeveloping or developing some sort of transportation, whether it be trolley car or what have you, along Harbor, Harbor Drive and going up, you know, up.
Is that you?
Yeah, something. A monorail, there you go. You know, something, but again, you have to be careful with coastal development, but it would be kind of fun, and it actually is interesting.
Hollywood.
You can join us. Yeah, you can join us in that conversation as we go through this year.
Right. Well.
Well, I always think of the Strand as the artery, the main artery. I mean, it's a beautiful walk from the village to the pier. It's exactly 2 miles. It's a beautiful walk. It's a great bike ride. That's how I think of it. You know, if I'm going from Torrance Beach, whether it's to Hermosa, Manhattan, Belsegundo, wherever, I get on the bike path. It'll take me right there.
Now, Jackie, you're in shape. Most people, miles, that's a long way to walk, 2 miles.
No, it's not. No,
you can walk 27 miles, actually.
Something is beautiful. You're looking at everything. You're looking at the people. You're looking at the ocean. It goes fast. You don't even know you're walking.
It's like New York.
Exactly.
And it's flat. It's flat, so anybody can do it.
Exactly. It's flat. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't think we need no stinking monorail.
Wow, what fun we are having. It's amazing to have this conversation. We can never talk enough. Pat, we really started this earlier before we went on the air. When we called you, I said, is this the legend?
No.
And I know it's a terrible thing to pull on someone, but Pat, we want to talk about how you really have been sort of a constant presence, a staple in the life and times of Redondo Beach. Can you put that into perspective in a couple minutes? Tell us. It's hard, but tell us.
Well, when I came to Redondo, I didn't know anything about it except my family. My mother and dad had honeymoon here, but I didn't realize that when I moved. But I became interested in the history, and I started gathering things, and people would walk by my desk and say, here, Pat, do something with this. And so I did something with all of that, and that's what created the Redondo Beach Museum. So I just got deeper and deeper into doing that, and that was a volunteer side of my job. And I still love Redondo. I still love having things come to me that I've never seen before. And so I like to be the person that you ask about. Maybe if I don't know about it, I'll sure research it for you and look it up. Mm-hmm. And there are people who have written books, and they want to know information. So I just like being that kind of person. Kind of single thread, like I've mentioned before, to get one person to the next and connect all these people who have like interests or could have like interests.
One stop for all the answers on Redondo Beach.
Yeah, and you do be assured, Joe, that she is called upon. When we bring in any kind of a travel writer, and we do a number of travel writer familiarization trips, Pat is called upon to talk with the writers, and they're from all over. And, you know, she's an awesome, fascinating person.
I, as a travel writer, would want. I would want to talk to someone who's been here through all the changes and all the advancements, and you know, it gives the current moment life to know about what came before.
And one of the things that we didn't say was the Beach City Health District is a very unique organization worldwide at this point in time for prevention.
Right.
And so there are all sorts of resources, whether you're a tourist or whether you're a resident.
There's no doubt about the fact that the Beach City's Health District, Formosa, Manhattan, Redondo, is a truly unique organization. It makes the South Bay special over and above all the other things.
Right. Very cohesive. That's the only organization that covers all three cities.
Right.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And, you know, and they will be mentioned. Watch for that In America program I mentioned, because it will cover business, education, tourism, the aspects that are make us a very vital part of living in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be very exciting.
You know, Joe, we're going to have to do another show on this, because there's just so much we didn't get to, and we are about to run out of time.
I think you're right.
My goodness.
Isn't that amazing how time flies? Deborah Shepherd, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And that's visitredondo.org, yes?
.com.
Visitredondo.com. Mm-hmm. Pat Dreisler, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
I think we lost Krista.
Did we?
Yeah, Krista? Yeah, she dropped off, yeah.
Oh, well, we enjoyed having Krista with us. Krista Barnes. Representing Redondo. Is it Redondo Beach Cyclery?
It's the rental.
It's the Marina Bike Rentals.
Marina Bike Rentals, 26-year history as a business. Her dad and their family have seen lots and lots of the changes going on at the Redondo Beach Pier. And so we really feel like we had the right people. And what a great conversation it's been. Thank you so much, Pat and Deborah, for joining us.
Thank you.
And,
good to be here.
Well, and we're looking forward to this weekend. We're going to have this great art event at the AES plant, building number what? 14?
Building number one.
Is it building number one?
Yeah.
Building number one. What an iconic property that is. You must, if you can get out, you must come and see this art exhibit and this particular building. The inside of that building is amazing.
Yeah, the building itself is a piece of art in my book.
Yeah. We're so thrilled to highlight that. And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Any final words, Pat?
No, not a one. I just want to keep doing history as long as I can.
Okay. Well, we're gonna listening and enjoying every moment of it. It's been wonderful to have you. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Welcome back, Jackie.
Thank you.
Joe? And we'll be back tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Or no, I'm sorry.
No, South Bay Spotlight.
South Bay Spotlight. It's Thursday tomorrow.
We're doing the Joe and Jackie show.
The Joe and Jackie show. That
would
be fun.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
No, all right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.